Greetings, I'm Fred Zospel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellum about volume one of his Systematic Theology. We've been working our way through. We are in chapter 18. We've been there in chapter 18 actually for some time, working our way through the attributes of God. And one more time now, we'll be doing that. We're looking today at the attributes of God's love, grace, and mercy. And by the way, Steve is about to complete the second volume. He'll be sending that into the publisher soon. Isn't that right, Steve?
That is the goal, to send it off in August and then get some feedback from the publisher. They usually send it out to an external reader, and that's usually
Right.
helpful, where they a different set of eyes. You work on it for so
Sure.
long and you miss a lot of things. So that's the goal. So those
Do you
who are
have any
listening,
idea what the publishing date of that will be?
yeah, they if I could get it in by then, I think it'd be about a year, a little over a
Yeah.
year, right?
Yeah.
It takes time
Yeah.
to put that through the pipeline,
Right.
but in that time, then I have to get going and hopefully can get volume three done too.
Three. That's right. That's right. Good. Good. All right. God's love, grace, and mercy. Now you treat these together. There are some obvious reasons why, but I think you might want to get into that for us. Love being an essential attribute of God, is grace and mercy in that same category? Before we get into strict definitions and all, work that out for us.
Yeah, so I'm combining a few things together, because particularly love, grace, and mercy, often they are sort of conflated or brought together. I mean, obviously God loves us. Well, he then shows favor, undeserved favor towards us, which would be grace. He has pity on us. I mean, all of that's tied ultimately to his love, right? I mean,
Yeah,
he is the
Packer makes
God.
the statement somewhere, I think, in Knowing God, that God's love for his creatures always is of the nature of grace.
Yeah, and so that's why they're put together. Now, I think we have to think carefully as we've been working through these attributes. Here, particularly, the distinction that I've tried to work through in terms of the attributes is first saying, well, when we think of God's attributes, we have to think what's essential to him. And by essential to him is that that's who he is, even independent of a world. Right. So that we have to distinguish between the essential attributes, which constitute who God is from all eternity, and then the outworking of those attributes in relation to creation, the fallen world, redemption. So that's the ad intra, so God within himself, and then the ad extra distinction in relation to creation. History, providence, redemption, in light of sin, and so on. And it's very, very important to do that here, because if we speak of, I try to argue here, grace and mercy are an outworking of divine love, but they are not essential to God as love is essential to God. So they are the expression of God's essential love. God is love, and all three persons share the divine nature, and love is what is common to all three persons, an essential attribute of God. But if we make grace essential, then God must show favor towards undeserving people. And then you have the problem of, well, but
Yeah.
how does he judge? How does he then bring, have election and choose a people? Well, then he's not showing grace towards those who are the non-elect. How is that loving, right? And so you start conflating grace and love. So love is essential. That's who God is, right? God is love. And then we have to think about God's love first in terms of himself.